Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened here tonight.
Joining us, as he always does here on Thursday Night Tailgate, is our good friend and former Patriots Pro Bowl running back, Tony Collins. Good evening, Tony. How are you?
Hi, Tony. Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Great, Tony.
Doing fantastic as well, Tony. Tony, I want to start off our time with you tonight. And obviously, you know, the Patriots are in the news for the wrong reasons with the situation going on with Robert Kraft. And who actually, you know, as I was reading some of the articles, Tony, maybe in more trouble with the league than he is with the state of Florida for that alleged solicitation at the day spa. You know, he pled innocent today, but the league's personal conduct policy prohibits conduct detrimental to the league. They don't want anyone out there tarnishing the image of the Shield. And you know, Roger Goodell is just dying for the opportunity to punish Robert Kraft. What do you think? What do you think? How do you think this is going to play out?
Oh man, I've been bombarded by this topic for all week. listen, you know, I'm in favor of Robert Kraft, man. He's a great person. I got an opportunity to meet him, and I got an opportunity to meet his wife. And you know, his wife passed away. The guy is just a fantastic person. He's a giver. He's donated over, I don't know how many millions of dollars to so many different organizations. And, he's just a class A guy, man. You know, it's just, unfortunately, he just got caught up. And, you never know, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. He might have just went in for a massage. And, you know, just got a happy ending. You know, it just.
Things happen, Tony.
the thing is, there's no way that he is caught up into the big part of why they've been investigating this massage parlor about what's going on about the trafficking and all that. There's no way he's caught up in that. There's no way he's caught up in that. But he's got the wrong place at the wrong time. That's how it is, man. And unfortunately, and the league is going to do something about it because, of course, they don't like us already. So they're going to have to punish him. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be a fine. I'm pretty sure he's going to probably be suspended for a couple weeks or 4 weeks. Whoever knows. But, you know, I met the guy. I know about him. I know his heart. And, you know, come on, man. You know, there's millions of guys who've gone into a massage parlor and done that and just got a massage or whatever. But, you know, it's unfortunately he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. But again, I say, of course he's going to get suspended because, you know, it's the league thing and they got to do something. Of course, they got to do something because it's Robert Kraft and because it's with the New England Patriots. But there's so many other guys that have done worse. There's so many owners have done worse. But unfortunately, you know, he's gonna have to pay for it a little bit. The thing that I don't want to see happen, and I'm hoping it doesn't happen, it shouldn't happen. They would take some of our draft picks away, or you know, penalize us as far as getting draft picks.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine anything along those lines. That wouldn't make any sense to me that they would do something like that. But unfortunately, you know, for the Patriots, to your point, the league is already gunning for them. And now they've got good reason. They got cause. So they're going to take everything they can to do it. Now, Tony, impact to the team. I mean, this is away from the field. This isn't player related. We shouldn't expect that this is going to have any impact on the team itself, do you think?
None at all. I mean, none at all. I mean, I've been talking to some of the alumni guys and everything. You know, everybody think, man, you know, come on. This is nothing, man. he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all it is. And if anything, And I'm going to tell you this. If anything, the team is going to pull together even stronger now just because he's going to get suspended, just because he's going to get fined, because they love Robert Kraft so much. I mean, I love the guy, and he's not even my owner. I mean, he's that super kind of guy, man. And in the hour or 2 hours that I spent with him, I understood, you know, where his heart is and what he loves to do, and he loves to give it, man. And, you know, he's a big giver, and you know, he's just, unfortunately for him, he just got caught in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Bob, questions for Tony.
Hey, Tony, you and I have talked about our admiration for Sonny Michel, and I wanted to just continue on that. And after a year that he had, Tony, which was incredibly good, you know, after all is said and done, he goes home, maybe rests up, and he has to ask himself, and a team has to tell him, you know, how can I get better? And as a guy out of the backfield, Tony, 4.5 yards a carry, you're not going to improve too much on that. He only had 7 receptions last year. Do you think, Tony, that's something he might concentrate on in the off season, maybe to become a better receiver? Or what do you think, put yourself in his mind, what do you think he can get better at or he might be working on right now?
You know, the thing about his only 7 receptions, it's because, you know, they got so many other running backs coming out of the backfield, and that's the only reason he got 7 receptions. Sonny is a good receiver coming out of the backfield. I mean, I don't think I've never seen him drop too many passes. But the thing about Sonny is, man, I never got a chance to meet the guy, but I've read some articles on him, and he's a big believer in God, and he has strong faith, and there's the upside for him is just fantastic. I mean, I think this guy is going to be something very, very special in the Patriot organization as far as running back goes, and as far as what he's going to do for the Patriots. This guy, you know, when they first drafted him, I was kind of upset because I was thinking we should get a quarterback, and I was, you know, and you know, Lamar Jackson was still on the board, and I was like, no, don't get Sonny, get Lamar. But now I'm saying I'm sure glad we got Sonny. So yeah. I mean, I think the guy is gonna be fantastic, man. You know, they got White, they got the other running backs that are there, and so I think he has everything going for him. The upside for him is fantastic, and his faith in God is one thing that I really love, and I'm pretty sure, man, he's gonna work his butt off, and he's gonna be around for a long, long time as long as he stays healthy. This kid is gonna be really, really good.
Another amazing thing to me about the Patriots, Tony, is they've lost some coaches throughout this incredible stretch they've had, and they just don't miss a beat. You know, Scarnecchia left for a little bit, then came back. Matt Patricia, a couple years ago, Tony, they replaced him. They don't miss a beat. Now, they've lost Brian Flores a couple weeks ago, and it's saying they may bring in Greg Schiano or whatever. We know Belichick is the architect there, but do you have any doubts that they'll skip any beats, Tony, or have any trouble adjusting to another new defensive coach?
Not one beat. I don't think they'll miss a beat because, see, the thing about Belichick is not going to bring a coach in there that he doesn't fit his system. And so I think the guy that they got now for the defense coordinator, I mean, he's been around for a while. He's been a head coach for a while, I think, for Rutgers. I'm not sure if I'm mistaken. But
right.
The guy's a defensive minded. He's already defensive minded. And if Belichick's going to bring him in, Belichick has already did all the research he wants on him. He's going to sit him down, even though if he doesn't know him, but I'm pretty sure he does know him. They're not going to miss a beat, man, because as long as Belichick is there, every assistant coach that comes in there has an opportunity to be a head coach. And that's the great thing about what Belichick does. He doesn't just bring in coaches, assistant coaches. He brings assistant coaches whether he's trying to do it or not, he's teaching them how to be head coaches. And so that's the great thing about that system that he has, man. You know, I don't know. It seems like every year we lose a coach to be a head coach somewhere. And so, man, we're not going to miss a beat. There's no way we're not going to miss a beat. And the great thing about it, Dante Scarnecchi is coming back again, next year. And that offensive line is going to be even stronger than it was last year. And as long as they can keep people off Brady, man, the Patriots are going to be back in it again. I'm really sorry, Chris, but, you know, your Steelers are going in the wrong direction, man. They're losing Antonio Brown. They got a bunch of stuff going on in the locker room, man. So see, and that's the thing, man. You think about that thing. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a great football team, but when you got stuff going on in the locker room, you got players talking about players, you got, you know, players talking about coaches. It's just a big distraction. And that's one thing that the Patriots don't have. They don't have that distraction. They have guys that tunes into the system, and Belichick brings guys that can fit his system. And I'm pretty sure we're not gonna get no superstar again this year. I think I read an article that Belichick can get a guy off the street, get a guy that works at Walmart, and still go to the Super Bowl. So it's just his system, man. And you know, I whether everybody wants to believe this or not, Belichick is a genius. He really is a genius at what he does as being a head coach and bringing in the coaches and bringing in the players that's going to take them back. I think we're going to be better next year than we were last year. I really feel that. You know, our offensive line is going to be stronger as long as we stay healthy. As long as Gronk is coming back, you know, he hasn't officially said that yet, but he's coming back, and Brady's coming back, and Sony's coming back, and I'm telling you, we're gonna probably get one receiver that's gonna help us out again. You know, I think Amendola might be on the line to come back also. So, you know, I'm looking for seven, man. I'm really looking for seven, not 2 years from now. I'm looking for seven next year.
So a couple of things that you said there, Tony, that I want to react to. First of all, with respect to the Steelers, right? Now, it's not that the Patriots don't have issues, right? It's that, you know, because you remember last year, you know, at least heading into the season, we had issues between Robert Kraft and Belichick because of the Jimmy G situation. We had issues between Brady and Belichick because of the trainer situation. But somehow, some way, they're able to compartmentalize that, put that aside, because that's off the field stuff. And when they get into the locker room, get into the film room, and get out on the field, it's all about playing. Now, I agree with you. I think the Steelers, with the Le'Veon Bell situation, that became a distraction. Obviously, the Antonio Brown stuff towards the end of the year became a distraction, and they were not able to compartmentalize and move on and be stronger. So there's something to the way the Patriots are able to block all of that stuff out and get down to the X's and O's and play you, and all that other stuff. So it seems to fade away. The Steelers seem to perpetuate it, and it came bigger and bigger and more of a distraction as the season went on. That's two different things. And I think you're right. I think it's something about the way Belichick handles all of that and just dismisses it. And like we see that the same with Nick Saban at Alabama, and their disciples are one another. They're good friends and they work together. He's able to do the same. I think there's something to that Belichick thing that he is able to not let that filter down into the actual playing of football that makes him special.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like I say, you know, whether you want to believe this or not, he is probably one of the best coaches, if not the best coach. You know, you think about Vince Lombardi, you think about Don Shula, you think about all these great coaches that coach in the NFL, and you got to put Belichick up there with those guys, man, because of what he's done. And the crazy thing about it is what he's done for what he has to work with. You know, we've never had, you know, outside of Randy Moss or any, you know, big time receiver, really never had no superstar receiver ever come in to do what Randy Moss had done or any other receiver like that. And, you know, you look at our defense. We don't have any too many Pro Bowl defensive players, but we always have guys that want to work in the system. And that's the thing that's so special about it. You know, you see some teams like the Rams. The Rams might have 4 or 5 defensive players that make the Pro Bowl, 4 or 5 offensive players that make the Pro Bowl. You know, we're nothing like that. But as a team, we work together. They work together so great. And you gotta, I don't care how you look at it, it's coaching. It's coaching, and it's the coaching that gets the guys to bargain in, to go in with the system and play the system. And they get guys to play in the system. And that's a special thing about what Belichick has done and he's so smart that he brings in coaches that he knows that'll work his system, but he also brings in coaches that he knows that can be head coaches. And so it's almost like, whether you want to believe this or not, it's almost like there's not just Belichick as the head coach. He's got like 6 or 7 other head coaches on his staff. And when you got 6 or 7 head coaches on your staff, you got something to work with, man. And that's what makes the Patriots so special, because they got every year, and I'm pretty sure next year there's going to be another coach that's going to get another job as head coach off the staff of the Patriots. And that's what's special about the organization and what Belichick is doing.
And, Tony, one of the other things that you mentioned a moment ago when you were talking about Sony Michel is that you were hoping that they were going to draft a quarterback, Lamar Jackson in particular. But is this the time now that the Patriots really got to start thinking about, we need to have the next guy on the roster? You know, Brian Hoyer is not going to be the next guy. So is this the draft where you think they go high, whether it's in the first or second round, to pick up their next quarterback?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what round they would go, but I'm sure that they're gonna try to pick up a quarterback. You know, and the great thing that the smart thing to do, and I would think the smart thing to do, is bring in a quarterback now. And then again, you know, we say that, and then we look at Hoyer, and we look at Hoyer and we say, oh, you know, Hoyer's a decent, he's an okay quarterback. You know, he might be the next top player. You know, you never know. But you know, I really feel that they should right now definitely look at. I'm pretty sure they won't draft a quarterback in the first round. I know Belichick's not gonna do that. They're gonna go defense probably in the first round and probably in the second round. I don't even know how many picks we got this season, but I'm pretty sure it'll be 4th, 5th round that they'll maybe get a quarterback. Or you know there's a guy out in Arizona that was a rookie. Arizona got the first pick of the draft this upcoming year, and I really feel, you know, listening to some of the people out in Arizona, I think they're gonna draft the kid Murray from Oklahoma, and you just never know what Belichick can do or what the Patriots will do. Getting I think what's that guy's Rosenhall,
Josh
whatever
Rosen,
his name is.
Josh Rosen.
I mean, Josh Rosen is a good quarterback, man. I mean, it's hard, you know, as a rookie to come in and play well. You know, they had a lot of rookie quarterbacks last year, and I think Rosen was probably one of the worst ones as far as, you know, his stats or whatever. But I'm pretty sure if Belichick will look at him, he might get Rosen. You know, you just never know what Belichick's going to do. But, you know, I think the smart thing to do, and I think what they will do, because, you know, whether we want to believe this or not, Tom Brady cannot play forever. You know, he just can't do that. You know, even though he won the Super Bowl, probably the oldest quarterback to win the Super Bowl. But I give Brady 2 more years, and that's got to be it. You know, I don't want to see Tom go out and, you know, go out when he's, you know, throwing interceptions and, you know, like that. You just don't want to see him that way. And I don't think Tom is going to go out that way. You know, he works too hard on his body, and he knows when it's time to put it down. But I really feel, like you said, that the Patriots will look at a quarterback. And like I said, again, you know, we're sitting back, and, you know, I don't think I've seen Hoyer, you know, play a snap in 2 years. So he might be the man. We never know. who thought Brady was the man? When the first string quarterback went down, who knew about Brady? I mean, he was I think he ran what, a 6.5 40?
Right.
So you just never know, man. Because you know, I mean, I put it to you this way: there's a reason Hoyer has been there now for about 3 or 4 years. I'm not pretty sure what exactly, but he's been there for a minute. Don't you think Hoyer's learning something from Tom Brady? He's got to be learning something. Got to be learning something.
Right.
So you think about that, right, man. So you know, yeah, it could happen. Hoyer could be the man.
Yeah, and don't forget, Matt Castle came in and led them to an 11-5 season. So you never know.
There you
You're
go.
Right, Tone.
Yeah.
Tony, before we let you go, remind everybody about the great things you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. We're on our 11th year, man, and we're just excited about this upcoming year, the golf tournament up in New York, and man, we're excited helping the kids up in upstate New York get off to college.
Tony, you're the best, my friend. Thank you so much for your time again tonight. We look forward to catching up with you again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and your family, Tony.
We love you, Tony.
God bless, guys. Take care.
Take it easy.
See you, Tony. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Jim Daniels, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Jim on the other side of this real quick station break.